Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. Some news at the top today. The Conservative House Freedom Caucus will file a petition today to try to force Paul Ryan to bring up a so-called clean Obamacare repeal bill. The legislation passed the House and the Senate in the past. It repeals Obamacare after a two-year transition period. It needs 218 signatures to get brought up. Expect Trump, itchy for victory, to weigh in. The president talked to reporters yesterday for some 40 minutes in Bedminster, New Jersey. Here's a quick rundown of what he said. He's close to a decision on troop levels in Afghanistan. Banning transgender soldiers was a favor to the Pentagon. He thanked Vladimir Putin for expelling U.S. diplomats from Moscow. In one sentence, he said a non-existent infrastructure bill would get Democratic support, would not get Democratic support, and might have more Democratic support than Republican support. Josh Dossie weighs in on the McConnell-Trump feud, saying that Trump is ready to ditch Congress and turn against the institution if it doesn't send him bills. Trump today is at Bedminster and will participate in a workforce and apprenticeship discussion before meeting with UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. BuzzFeed's morning show AM to DM will preview in September. Check out our gallery of playbookers on vacation reading Playbook in today's edition, and subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.